Greetings, sisters. Sister Dub from don'tperish.com.
Hello, sister saints.
Hey, Brother James and I are driving down the road. We're headed into town. We got some errands to do, and I thought I would just do an audio for you for an encouragement today. We have an awesome day. We had a lot of rain the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 days or something, which is pretty typical for spring. And all the green grass is coming out. The sun is shining today. It's so beautiful. And the leaves are starting to come out. I don't know, just something awesome about springtime with that new life out there. And, well, speaking of new life, we always want to be ready to give the gospel, which does give new life to people. And so I'm kind of excited. I got my gospel cards, and anytime we're either on the road or going out into town, I'm just like, I always ask the Lord to use me if it is His will, if there's somebody out there. And if anything, we got our gospel signs on the van, and just being willing and ready to share the gospel. God knows our heart, and that's a good works unto Him, being ready, being willing, and we're prepared for it. We're studied up. And so even if we don't get a chance to give it out, our godly witness is something that's very powerful, even in our silence. If we truly are obeying the Lord, and we're biblically dressed and head covered and acting in a godly manner, which is not loud and boisterous and foolish, and we're sober minded and we're kind and we're gentle and we're loving and we're helpful to people. And so that's an awesome witness, and it makes me think I wanted to share this with you as well. It was about 6 months ago. We were in Wisconsin at a huge festival, a cranberry festival, where thousands and thousands. Brother James, how many people go 200, there?
200,000 in 2 days. Two or three days.
Yeah, it's like a few days long, 2 or 3 days long, and 200,000 people average go through there. And they like shut the town down and all the streets are open. And so we go to, there's like a few really busy intersections where almost everybody has to pass through. And we were there for the two full days. I remember I got tons of times to witness to women one-on-one. It was awesome. And Brother James got to talk to a lot of people, and we didn't know it, but there was a young man sitting off on the side, and he said it was like 20 minutes he watched us. Well, we didn't know it. 6 months later, just recently, he contacted Brother James, and Brother James asked him, he said, so the time gap in between that, how did you know, or what made you contact us? He goes, well, don'tperish.com is pretty easy to remember, so yeah, we're rejoicing in the simple name. I recall Brother James and I sitting there for a couple days making sure we get a good name, you know, for the ministry many years back when we were starting. So praise God for
that
the guidance.
That would be easy to remember.
Yeah, right.
And have some biblical punch to it.
Right. And so praise God for leading us in a good direction, that it was easy for this young man to remember. And he started, there was a scripture verse that frightened him, and the religious body he was going to teaches that once you're saved, you're always saved. Nothing you can do can pull you out of His hands.
Calvinism.
And, yeah. And so the scripture verse that he was having troubles with was,
he was talking about in Matthew 10, where it said, those who endure to the end will be saved.
Right. And so he was thinking, you know, if I have to endure, how can I not be worried about it or whatever? So he's very fearful. He has a great, great fear of God. And so he's been taking good steps, biblical steps in all this, and he's going through some hard times. So the whole point of this is, we had no clue who would be affected by this. So we got to talk to a lot of people, and there are people out there, you don't know if they're watching and listening. Could be somebody right within your life, could be somebody distant that you have absolutely no clue. And we don't do this just for that. We do our lives, we live our lives obediently for the Lord, for His glory, to fulfill His purpose, because He redeemed us by the blood of Christ. He's washed us clean. We now have a new life, a new heart. We have the Holy Spirit within us, and that's a glory and honor to God as we obey Him. And so that's our first and foremost charge.
Amen.
And then to go and share the gospel, shine the light of Christ.
Amen. Amen. And I guess I just want to add quickly, two things come to my mind about this young man. One, we go for the sheep, like in the scriptures it talks about the lost sheep. Who would have known? We hope, but who would have known there'd be a lost sheep there?
Oh,
that's
right.
Why we go. And then the other thing is, it's the parable of the sower. When you witness or you live your life and you give out the gospel, don't be discouraged if you don't see the results right away, because what you're doing is you're planting seeds.
Right.
And you may never see the harvest, but God's word doesn't go out and return void. And so we need to be faithful and trust what the scriptures tell us. Get our joy and peace from the scriptures and that which is eternal, yes, not from our own feelings. Like, oh, we didn't really see any good fruit there.
Right.
After 2 days and a couple hundred thousand people, we were rejoicing that we got to witness to some people, but little did we know that this sheep was listening, and he's left. He left his religious body now, and he's striving in the truth for Christ's glory. What a glorious thing.
Praise God. Amen. That is so awesome. Well, anyway, sisters, got to go. We're almost to where we need to be. Just wanted to share that with you. Hope you all have a joyous day. Much love to you. Hold fast.
Hold fast in the Lord. We love you all.
Amen. May God be praised.